This is Kennedy Malloy, where you can listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're at home, you can get us through the app as well. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy. We've got Lee Sales to join us in just a few minutes. Song Whisperer is coming up as well.
Great.
News.
And banjo songs, a big second hour. We're a family here, and we love checking in with everyone around Australia. Mm. And it's been, I've had a fascinating hour talking to everyone. But we also have a, well, show friends of the show who we need to make sure are going okay at the moment too, yeah?
Well, they fall into a certain, well, there's a certain group of people a demographic that we feel need a little bit more caring about, perhaps they need
help shopping. It's a high-risk category.
It's a very high-risk category, and we thought we'd go and check in on someone, a friend of ours today.
Shall I start ringing?
You got the number? Yes, can you call, please?
Here we go. We'll ring this person now. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is that you, Denise Scott?
Yeah.
Hi.
It's your friends, Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy from Kennedy Malloy. We're just checking in to make sure you're okay. Is everything all right? You've got enough shopping?
Are you real? Aren't you on air? Am I on air?
Yes. I better say we're on air at the moment.
Do you need anything? Can we pick you up something? Like some? Can we do some shopping? Or
do you need any bread or any milk?
What are you talking about?
We're just being very, we love you and we care about you.
Worried.
We called our friend Glenn Robbins last week because he needs a bit of extra cuddle, and we just want to make sure that he's being looked after as well. Is everything okay? That's all we need to know.
So is this saying what, that I'm 85 years old?
We're all at a certain, certainly we're at different times of high risk.
Don't let her care for you.
We love you.
But Mick, look, let's get real here. I mean, you're not that much younger than me.
How dare you? You are. I care for you in the way you care for like an elderly aunt. You know that kind of. You go is.
If we weren't live on air,
Mick, shut up. If we weren't live on air, I would be a cussing you.
How's your beautiful partner going there?
My beautiful partner.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, he's at home, and he does a class, weekly class, yoga and voice. Yes. And that's now happening online, and they're doing whatever the Zoom conferencing, and the noises that came out of his little office today. I don't know whether he was actually doing yoga. I don't know what.
Denise, are you up with all the technology that everybody's using, this Zoom or Skyping or other areas? You're onto that?
Look, to be honest, I'm not, because I like solitude. But John has joined he's got WhatsApp groups going. There's neighbours who we've never seen, heard of. Suddenly we're having contact, giving names, giving recipes. It's quite an extraordinary thing.
It is. Wow. And now, are you enjoying this time or not?
Sorry?
Are you enjoying the whole experience of self-isolating?
Look, what can I say? There are parts of it. Parts of it I'm enjoying, but John and I, this morning, for instance, had an argument where he ended up saying, I'm telling you I'm agreeing with the response you gave to my suggestion. I'm saying I don't remember the suggestion. I don't remember my response. What are we arguing about?
You've been isolated for too long. Can I ask, do you have a daughter who's travelling or is isolated?
Yes.
Or is it a granddaughter? I'm not sure.
Mick, get over it. She's 34.
All right. So, but she's in a pickle, right? What's her situation?
So, Bonnie, my daughter, lives in New York. She teaches at a public school there, teaches art. And she was meant to be coming home on the 5th of April, and she kept ringing me saying, Mum, I'm really scared, I'm not going to get out. And I'm going, hold tight, darling, don't you worry about it, you'll get out, you know. Well, thankfully she didn't listen to me at all. And got an earlier flight out, and so she's in self-isolation. around the corner in an Airbnb, getting meals delivered, wine delivered. And she doesn't actually even have to see it, you know.
So there's
that's all we were trying to offer you as a good friend of ours. We hope you're fine. Is there anyone you'd like to send a cheerio to or say hi? Or
is it nice having contact with people?
No, I've no interest. You seem to think I care about people. You've got the wrong impression of me. No, I miss seeing you guys. Of course I do.
We can't wait to catch up, and we'll have you on the show as soon as hygiene will allow.
Well, as soon as hopefully I live. Because I am in the demographic.
Well, we worry about you. That's all we're saying. Good on you, Denise. You're a good sport.
Love you. Bye.
Lovely to catch up with you.
I love you too. See ya.
Denise Scott, who's going to join us later in the week, by the way. Thanks. So she'll be back on the show later in the week. This is Kennedy Molloy. We've got Lee Sales to join us in just a moment. Then the Song Whisperer as well. And $1,000 to spend thanks to Flight Centre too, if you get that right. It's coming up. Kennedy Molloy.